Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 34, or no, 17 till the hour. Time flies when you're having fun. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. New video, new poll question this week. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and all the other things there that we update every single day. New audio, new podcasts, new articles, new thing, places to go, new experts to listen to. And all that's there for you at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And our mobile site, when you go there on your smartphone, it just converts right over to our mobile site, which works like a charm, by the way. It's very fast. And I think you'll enjoy seeing how we do that and using it as an idea about how to do your own mobile site. We're having a great visit with our good friend Joe Cleary, the president of Harvey Builders, a Houston, Texas based company, family business started by Mr. Harvey many years ago. They do business across the country, but they're based out of Houston. And right now, Joe, you're fortunate to be based out of Houston. Now, maybe, you know, maybe over the last 30 years, there were times when you weren't fortunate to be in Houston. But right now, it's good to be a Texan, isn't it?
Oh, it truly is. And Houston is doing very well for a myriad of reasons, but mostly the energy business. We have become the energy capital of the world, and all the integrated oil companies are here. The independents are all here, and we have a great port that also is a big contributor to our robust economy right now. And I hesitate to say robust economy because we know what's going on in the rest of the country and world, and we're very fortunate. We're very blessed. We have great clients, and so we're busy, and that's a great thing in the construction business.
Well, now, as I remember, I know that you bid some jobs, but you've been trying to do jobs where you just negotiate them, not do the bidding. Have you been able to pull that off? Continue to pull that off?
Yes. We do bid work, and we do that specifically to keep our estimators and project managers competitive. But most of our clients ask us to negotiate our contracts, negotiate our fees, and then we will bid the subcontracted portions of the work, the specialty portions of the work. Yeah. So it's a very competitive process. The only thing that is not competitive, if you will, is our fees, and the market will bear only so much, and our clients are pretty smart people,
They know how to negotiate right up to the point where there's one little tear in your eye, right?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, whenever I'm negotiating, I never feel like I've gotten the best deal I can until I see at least a tiny little misty-eyed kind of thing in the other person's eyes.
I'll remember that. I might be able to cry on command.
So is there anything that you've learned here as Houston's doing well? Is there anything you've learned that people in other parts of the country where things aren't doing so well? Is there anything you've learned that you think might help them?
Well, the first thing we understand is that the economy is not doing well because of us. So we're the beneficiary of somebody else's great work. So we can't take credit for the economy in Houston, but I can tell you when the economy dipped in Houston in the mid '80s, we learned a very difficult lesson, and they were heady days prior to that significant dip in the mid '80s, and we lost money for a couple of years in a row, and that was just Mr. Harvey said, "That's not going to do, boys. Let's do something different." And so we had to cut overhead. We had to learn how to be competitive. We had to stay competitive, and you know, the only advice I could give to anybody that's not currently in the state of Texas is to stay competitive, keep the overhead costs down to a minimum at all times, whether it's a heady time or whether it's a tough time, keep that overhead static. And just do your best to, for contractors, to put as much of the overhead in the field that they can, and not load up your office, because the office overhead is not reimbursable in contracts. And
right.
So when times do dip, you're static and you won't make as much money, but you're not going to lose money.
Another thing, Joe, that I've learned in my life is that whenever times have been the toughest, for some reason, it's when I've wound up being the most creative.
Exactly.
You know, whenever I was up against it, the crucible of the tough time helped me forge some of my best ideas. What do you think?
I totally agree with you. That's the result of being in a very tough situation. You can't throw your hands up. It only gets worse if you throw your hands up. So you do have to be creative. And I think that the other thing I would advise others to do is find mentors who have been through this. Mm-hmm. Find a coach that has been through it, because you just never know whether you're making the right decision that day, and you have to have someone to bounce it off of. And David and I were very, very fortunate to have his dad, the founder of our company,
Harvey.
And my boss,
president. You told us about Mr. Harvey before. What a great mentor, what a great individual he was, and you are fortunate to have had someone to have been able to be at the knee of someone like Mr. Harvey. Hold on to that thought, Joe. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Joe Cleary's with us. Harvey, is it harveybuilders.com, Joe?
Yes, harveybuilders.com.
harveybuilders.com. Check it out. And Joe Cleary and I are going to come back after these messages. Please go stay with us. I'm broadcasting live from the Insperity Championship.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.